Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Jack. How you guys doing?
Just Jack. Hi, Jack.
We're good. How are you?
Man, I'm in need of your help.
Okay, now if you want to borrow money, we are not the right people to talk to.
Call someone else.
So, yeah, sorry about that, but...
Okay, no money needed. I just need you to help me find a woman.
Well, do you have one in mind, or...
I do. I want to tell you guys about what happened to me on my date and see if you guys can help me out.
Oh, he can't get hold of her, so he wants us to be the stooges to call her up, right?
Yeah, that's what it seems.
Absolutely. Help me.
Okay.
Well, let us know what's up, Jack.
All right, here's what happened. I used to work with a girl named Chloe. I'm in car sales, and we worked at the same dealership. I never asked her out because I don't date coworkers because I don't want any of the drama. But when she went to a new dealership, I was like, okay, here's my opportunity. And I finally asked her out, and she said yes, okay? Now, we had a great time. We went out to Chewy's at Beaver Creek, had a great day. We got to talk and whatnot, had fun. But ever since after the date, I can't get her to respond to me or call me back. I don't know what happened. Like, we had a great time.
Did you sell her a bad car?
No. I'm an honest car salesman. No.
I mean, I think, based on this brief discussion, Woody, I would buy anything that Jack was selling.
Oh, yeah?
I would.
Well, he's trying to get a date with, what would you say her name was?
Chloe.
He's trying to get a date with Chloe, Nancy,
All right. I suppose we need to do the right thing, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we're going to, probably about 10 minutes or so, is that cool? We'll give her a call?
Yeah, thank you guys for doing this. It means a lot.
It's the K99.1 FM, 730, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jack, you guys went to Chewy's.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I could have buckets of that. What's it officially called? Jalapeno Ranch?
I don't know, but it's good.
I call it crack.
But yes.
Yeah, you call whatever you want.
Yes. Yes. So you did have that.
Yes, absolutely. Every time I go.
I mean, I can eat it on my chicken, on my chips, through a straw.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's
all
delicious.
All of the above.
All right, Jack, before you two start drooling over chip dip, be real quiet. We'll give Chloe a call, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the best radio station ever.
Shut up. Really?
Yes. I like it when they're happy to hear from us.
She's awfully bubbly this morning.
Listen, I've had my coffee. I know who you guys are. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm excited to say.
Check your phone and see what time it is.
Yeah. Come on, Chloe.
If you listen, you'll know what's going on at this point.
Oh no.
Listen to her change.
She knows.
She went, all them bubbles burst.
His second date update.
No.
Now listen, you went to Chewy's with Jack,
yep,
who sounds hot.
Yep.
What's the problem?
He sounds hot.
He does. I mean, I can't see him.
Nancy likes his voice.
I do.
He is a good-looking guy. Like, we used to work together, and I had a crush on him.
Aww.
You know, we were working together. So, yeah, I was excited when he asked me out, but then Kate didn't go so hot, I don't think.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe it was too hot. I don't know. He,
Explain this to us, Chloe.
Okay,
Come on.
Give us the skinny.
Okay, so he, I mean, it started out fine. You know, he came to my house. He picked me up like a gentleman. I was like, great. We, you know, we're like chit-chatting at the restaurant. Everything is going good. You know, we're waiting for our food. And he got like, he ordered like chips and queso for the table, you know.
Because we're
at a Mexican place. It makes perfect sense. But I mean, it was wild, you guys. He literally did not eat any of the chips and instead was fully dipping his fingers, like bare fingers, in the queso and then licking it and then dipping back in. And like a double dip with a chip, sure, maybe, no problem. I mean, weird choice for a first date just from a, like a manner standpoint, but like manageable, but finger licking?
I kind of would do that. No, I mean, but I get what you're saying. So now.
On a first date, you would not do that. You know you would scare somebody off. Well, and then there was another like weird thing, which like maybe I could look past, but like the two at the same time was too much, but they had this like some sort of like ranch dip that he was like really into it, and he just like kept ordering it and ordering it to the point that I like felt bad for the waitress. Like I thought he was gonna do shots of it. Like it was
that's what I was gonna ask, was he drinking
okay.
it?
maybe he like was sneaking shots when I turned away. I don't know.
Were
like,
the fingers involved in this, Chloe?
Yeah, fingers all. It was just so much. It was just so much finger licking. And I don't feel like I'm a germaphobe, but like I just like I was grossed out and like the sounds of mouths making. You know, it was too much. It was a turn off. He's got the whole like finger licking going, and then he's like making these like yummy moany sounds. I'm like, I'm glad he enjoyed his meal, but like it was like
Chloe.
I don't think you should enjoy
me right
that
now.
Much,
Chloe. Chloe, it's Jack.
Yeah, it
You're
is.
Killing me
yeah,
right
no,
now.
I recognized your voice.
So you mean to tell me all this time I've been trying to get in touch with you, I like you, I've had a crush on you a long time, but you won't pick up the phone, you won't return my text because I dipped my finger in some dip and ate it? I don't like tortilla chips.
It's a valid point, Chloe.
Listen, yes, of course I've been ignoring you, because how do you tell somebody that? Like, you were grossly licking your fingers and sticking it in the communal food on our date. Like, I don't want to tell you that. It's easier to just stop but talking you, to you.
You won't tell me, but you'll tell the radio?
Well, they called me and caught me off guard. I don't know. I like them.
So, wait a minute. Did you get any, Chloe?
Any dip, that is.
Any dip.
Any dip,
yeah,
that
sorry.
Is.
Clarify.
When it first came out, we were both eating it, and then at a certain point, once I realized that what he was doing was going to keep happening, I was like, I'm good, and I don't think he noticed that I stopped eating it, but he licked that bowl clean.
Like, didn't seem to matter that you stopped eating it, did it, Chloe?
I thought she didn't like the dip.
You didn't want it to go to waste, right, Jack?
No.
What do you do? I mean, is that like your MO, Jack?
Well, I just don't like tortilla chips or anything. I just like the dip.
They just didn't have Doritos there, Nancy.
Well, but honey, I mean, you could use a spoon or, you know.
Well, I didn't think it was a big deal. Just to, you know.
Yes.
Just put my little pinky in there and get them out.
Put the pinky in there, swirling it around.
She said you could have asked for your own plate.
You thought I'd want your spit fingers?
Can we not just move past that and we go out on another date, though, Chloe? I mean,
was he like licking his fingers?
I don't feel like I can move past it. Like, I feel like I have an image burned in my brain of like just like dripping queso, licking fingers. I don't know.
Again, what's the problem with that? But okay.
I don't see the problem either. I think you're making
a big deal. Of course you don't, Jack.
Nothing.
Okay, you guys.
What?
Seriously. Seriously.
Wait, am I the
No, no. I just think there's different forms of etiquette.
Drama?
Listen, okay.
It was gross.
Chloe, you know, I mean, you guys know how this works on second date, because yeah. Jack couldn't get hold of you. What we get to do now is try to repair things.
Yeah, we can send you back out on a second date.
we'll pay for transportation and where you go to eat, but you know, maybe some entertainment, but you know, I don't have a good feeling, Woody.
No, there's one rule. You both have to say yes right now.
Yeah.
I say
listen.
Yes.
Go ahead, Chloe.
Listen.
What?
Listen. Here's the deal. I don't want to go. I'm sorry. It was too weird. And this is weird, too. Like, I'm having a great time with this weird little freak out.
This is kind of fun.
It's not getting better.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
Listen, I'm glad our date was finger looking good for you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It was too much. I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm sorry.
The K99.1 FM 7:30 Second Date Update.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.